This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
If you're hearing my voice and it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the rest of your life, you can call in and talk live here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. That's what we make available to you. That's our promise as best we can keep it. So, please, you are welcome to talk about whatever is going on. One of the things that was going on this weekend was, apparently, I don't even know what to call these people, but apparently there was a rally.
They're calling their rally the second Unite the Right rally.
Unite the Right. Okay, I have no intention of being united with these folks from what I have seen.
Do you consider yourself to be on the right?
I don't know if you can, if you like the, there's a left-right paradigm even within libertarianism.
And I reject the notion that left and right even exist because, you know, like the whole point of left-right is to just divide people. And
people are divided though, right?
Yeah, the people divide themselves on all kinds of things. Oh, you like Coke? I like Pepsi. You like RC Cola? I like Dr. Pepper. You like this? I like that. People are going to find reasons to argue. And I would rather not argue.
So you can set aside arguments surrounding Coke and Pepsi because who cares? You can set aside arguments about Yankees or Red Sox because who cares?
You tell somebody in Boston or New York that.
I'm
and they will fight you.
Heard in both Boston and New York right now. And they can go ahead and call in at 855-450-3733 and express their deep and abiding concern that their particular team of millionaires is somehow better than some other team of millionaires. They can go ahead and do that. They can probably tell by my introduction right there exactly how I feel about that nonsense. But when it comes to the left and the right, the left and the right want to steal your money and spend it on the things they want to spend it on. The libertarians tend to not want to steal your money, and yes, the authoritarians want to steal more of your money and spend it on both of the things that the left and the right.
That's the actual divide, is the people that support freedom and the people that don't.
Yeah.
And neither of those is left or right.
Would you say that...
it's freedom versus degrees of tyranny.
I tend to agree with that assessment. But it was...
Some of the tyrants will define themselves. They use the terms left and right to define themselves. But I'm not going to do that.
I think that the libertarian scapegoating that I hear... certainly from Ian, maybe from you, where they say essentially you either agree with me or you are a statist, like, is just insufficient for the average person out there, that they believe the libertarian is somebody who believes in small government as opposed to somebody who believes in just doing away with the concept of a tyrannical state at all. So when one rejects the reality that there are those within the liberty movement or is spawned off of the liberty movement that in some way, shape, or form are, the people associate the liberty movement to some extent with some of these nut jobs, i.e. Christopher Cantwell. Today, while I was at my Quaker meeting, I spoke with a man, young man, who considers himself to be a libertarian.
All right.
And he said, could you please explain to me the relationship between you, Free Talk Live, and Christopher Cantwell? And there's a relationship. Christopher Cantwell, for those who don't know, is the man labeled as the crying Nazi about a year ago.
The relationship is he used to be on the show. He got kicked off of the show for being a racist.
That's about right. I get to say we fired him first. It's actually the Free State Project fired him before we did. But nonetheless, we fired him at the very least before people became aware of him. So... I think that there's this association that needs to be addressed, and it's worth addressing.
It's an invalid association, but it's an association that people want to make.
Many people from these organizations have, for whatever reason, shown up at liberty-type events with the hopes of being heard. And, you know, I think that we should listen to all sides. I have retired the notion that somehow people should be divided based on the color of their skin. I'm done with that. If I ever had any kind of relationship to it at all. But
right.
I have considered that, and now I have slid it to the side.
Right. And, you know, if you want to go back, and we can talk about the minutiae of left-right all day long, but if you go back to when those terms first really, you know, came into the lexicon, it was based on where people sat in the French Parliament.
Yes.
The people that would be considered classic liberals sat on the left.
Yep.
Where today most people want to say, oh, libertarian is some form of right. No, we are not some form of right.
Well, okay, so let me, it's not that I don't agree with you. I think that libertarianism is quite arguably a leftist movement. However, I would say many of us came to the liberty movement from the right. Now, I don't know what it was like for you, but I was most assuredly a ditto head. I shed, when I found out that there was enough people out there that agreed with me that, maybe I don't care what people do in their bedroom. And maybe I don't care if people smoke pot. And maybe I think that free people, that immigration is a good thing and provides new great things for this country. You know, whatever these things are, that I can move from the right to whatever the libertarian is, the top, as we like to call it in the liberty movement.
Because right.
It's at the top of the Nolan chart. As
correct.
To,
the Nolan chart being a diamond shape.
Right. As opposed to a right-left paradigm,
right.
There is this diamond-shaped chart which puts libertarianism at the top, which is where, since we invented it, we're going to put ourselves.
Right.
The left and the right are well represented on the left and the right, and then at the bottom are authoritarians, which basically believe that everything that the left and the right want from big government should all be implemented because government's good at things.
Right. So let's jump into this article here from NBC News where they say hundreds of people congregated in Lafayette Park on Sunday, just steps away from the White House, to participate in the second Unite the Right rally, a gathering aimed to bring together multiple white nationalist organizations. In total, thousands more turned out across the nation's capital to protest the group's presence and purpose. Jason Kessler, the white nationalist organizer of the Unite the Right rally, was accompanied by a few dozen people when he arrived at the Vienna, Virginia subway station about 2 p.m. There, they boarded three train cars and went to the Foggy Bottom stop in Washington. Members of Kessler's group told journalists at the Virginia station that they were a, quote, tool of the Zionist media. With their faces covered, the Unite the Right rally attendees also announced that they were the founding stock of the United States and claimed there were more Americans than non-whites. When Kessler's group finally arrived at 3:30 p.m., fewer than 20 people remained. They were greeted by counter-protesters shouting, "Nazis, go home. You're not welcome here."
And about thousands, did they say?
That's what it says,
yeah.
Yes.
So this was an Antifa or anti-Unite the Right protest that the Unite the Right...
Anti-white nationalists.
Yeah.
They don't specify, you know, at the very beginning what groups people belong to. It might mention further down.
Yeah, I think that this is something that Americans really can get behind, is that we have no intention of being represented by people who dislike people based on their skin color.
Right. A few rallygoers waved at the counter-protesters nonchalantly, earning jeers from the much larger crowd. The police held a line between the white nationalists and the counter-protesters, who were separated by fences and about 50 feet of grass. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said in a statement on Sunday, "We have people coming to our city for the sole purpose of spewing hate. It didn't make sense last year, and it doesn't make sense now." 1 year ago, white nationalists and Antifa counter-protesters clashed in Charlottesville, Virginia during the first Unite the Right event, or what some people referred to as a white civil rights rally that Kessler also organized. And there was the woman that was killed when somebody plowed a car through a group of counter-protesters. And there's a little bit more to this article from NBC News.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's a pretty un-event. If you're interested in sharing your thoughts on it, the number is 855-450-3733. If you want to sound really good, you can join our Discord group at discord.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE-FREETALKLIVE.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition. I was trying to catch that come on, and I just failed on that. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Come on and call in at Free Talk Live, 1-800-1-855-450-3733-855-450-FREE. Got thrown off by my own poor broadcast skills there.
Yeah, that happens every now and then, where you've got like four things you want to say, and then none of them really want to come out.
Yeah, but I was just reading this article about Christopher Cantwell, our former co-host here on the show, whom, well, we fired second, I guess. And it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Number's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com wants you to save 20 to 25% on your purchases at Amazon. That's a pretty nice thing to want for you.
Yeah.
And they've got a plan for you to make that happen. It's a pretty easy plan, too. All you have to do is open an account at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. It's not like an email, so it's just a web address, saveatpurse.com. You go there, you open an account, you fund that account with some Bitcoin Cash, some BCH. You can fund it with BTC also, but the transaction fees are lower on Bitcoin Cash right now, and you know, you're not going to miss your window when making a purchase. So go ahead, give it a shot. I think it's worth trying out when you can see how easy it is and how seamless their system has gotten over time. By the way, they've got every bit of instruction there at saveatpurse.com. I think you'll really enjoy it. Bitcoin.com is your source for all news, whether you're a neophyte or an experienced user. Bitcoin.com has all your news for cryptocurrency. It's Bitcoin.com. Is there anything left on this article about this non-rally that the Unite the Right had in D.C.?
Oh, there was actually a rally, but the counter-protesters definitely outnumbered them.
That's a failure.
Yeah. The article, again, from NBC News says, when an MC told the counter-protesters in Washington that Kessler had boarded the train in Virginia and was on his way there, many began to boo. Meanwhile, dozens of people associated with the racial activist group Black Youth Project 100 marched on H Street shouting, "Fight back, rise up," as police blocked the road. Brandon Watson, one of the members, I guess, of this group, who's a black man, stood alongside Kessler and said, quote, "If someone has a lesser right than someone else, then we're not united," claiming that Kessler was here for everyone. The article then says,
I don't know what that means, but all right.
Nor do I. Apparently, the white nationalist is there to support the rights of people that he finds to be lesser than him, but still wants them to have rights, according to this one guy. I'm not sure. It began to rain, which then wound up cutting the rally short. And it says here that the white nationalists found their route blocked by Antifa and other counter-protesters who yelled, "It's hot, it's wet, we're not done with Nazis yet."
I do hate chanting, but that is generally pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are we done with this this whole idea of Nazis yet here in America? I'm thinking that this might be the beginning of the end for all this nonsense.
It seems to be falling apart. There was a Vice thing a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I've got a Vice
talking about how, you know, the so-called Unite the Right groups and the alt-right, as some people refer to them, they've basically fallen apart.
Yeah, they fractured into a bunch.
They fractured, and a lot of the people that were seen as, you know, sort of mouthpieces, they've sort of gone away from the spotlight.
As a matter of fact, Christopher Cantwell is featured in a Yahoo News article about that same Vice video.
Oh, he was shown prominently in the Vice piece.
One of the excerpts here is that he's basically disavowing those folks. It says, looking back on it, the 37-year-old former libertarian, now says that he would have done a lot of things different. I wouldn't have gone to that thing realizing that what an effing catastrophe people who are putting it together were, he says, referring to the Unite the Right organizer, Jason Kessler, who is literally an effing mental patient. To be clear, Cantwell's regrets about his participation on Unite the Right have little to do with his views espoused by its participants, but rather based on what he sees as Kessler's poor planning and his failure to properly prepare for the potential blowback against gathering hundreds of white supremacists and neo-Nazis in a city run by communists. The idea that anybody would follow him into something as dangerous as what we walked into down there is absolutely insane, Cantwell says. Despite repeatedly referring to himself as an entertainer, Cantwell is unrepentant about his racist and anti-Semitic worldview. In fact, it seems to have only become further solidified in the past year.
This, you know, thing sounds more like, I'm not sorry that I did the thing. I'm sorry that I got caught doing the thing.
Sounds right.
I'm not sorry that I broke into your house and stole your TV. I'm sorry that I got caught breaking into your house and stealing your TV.
I think that he does make a prescient point here, and that is coming up right now. And this is true if you could apply, think about applying this everywhere in your life. My new favorite catchphrase on the show is, keep on calling everybody a Nazi and eventually you're going to be right, because that is literally what happened, Cantwell says. So I'm in jail, held without bond, without probable cause, facing 60 years in prison because a Jew and a tranny framed me for a crime and everybody's calling me a Nazi. Well, you know what? I'm starting to think that the Nazis had an effing point. Cantwell only faced 12 months in prison for his Charlottesville-related charges. But to some extent, wouldn't you say that Trump got elected based on this sort of rising cacophony on the far fringe left that says essentially everybody who's a straight, cisgendered, white male is evil?
I don't know, because I've never been called evil. I've never been called a Nazi.
Yes, you have.
Not to my face.
No, not to your face, but the internet is full of lunatics.
I don't read 99% of the internet.
You don't read even that amount, but there are. Would you like me to forward you some articles? The new New York Times editor that recently appointed to their editorial board has some things to tell you.
Oh, I've heard that she's posted some stuff, but I've got better things to do than read everything some Yahoo posts on Twitter.
Just because you choose not to read the scribblings of mad people, just like Cantwell, mind you, she's a racist, just like Cantwell is. She's a racist, just like the people she's calling racists. But lots of this, like, people become what it is that they think they're fighting against in so many cases. The sides get pushed further and further. You believe thoroughly what
you
believe.
There's, the divide is growing between people, but the thing of, somebody called me a Nazi, so therefore I'm going to become a Nazi to prove to them that I'm not a Nazi, like, that is insanity.
Well,
it makes no logical sense.
One more thing, maybe this will help you. All right, so there are lunatics out there that call people Nazis just for the sake of calling them Nazis. Then people say, I don't feel like a Nazi. Maybe I should look into what Nazism is. And then they see,
those people are equally insane, then.
All the things that the Nazism has to say, and they probably find a couple of things in there that they think are of value.
People have called me a clown. I've never gone to clown college to prove them wrong.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A few dozen white nationalists are leaving Lafayette Park in the nation's capital
escorted by a caravan of police to a park outside the White House, the group faced thousands of counter-demonstrators. Organizer Jason Kessler.
We're going to be unapologetic that we're standing up for American history. We're standing up for Thomas Jefferson. We're standing up for Robert E. Lee. These monuments need to stop coming down.
Police have kept protest groups from confronting each other, sparking violence as counter-demonstrators say they're taking a stand against hate. The demonstrations mark a year since a woman was killed protesting the same group of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Meanwhile, the mother of Heather Heyer, the girl who was killed a year ago, spoke to supporters in downtown Charlottesville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about this Unite the Right unrally thing that was going on in Washington, D.C. over the weekend and how poorly that played out and how I think that these rallies are probably done at this point. Looks like Antifa won. Or I'm not even sure that what I saw in Washington, D.C., what I heard about in Washington, D.C. is Antifa. I think it's much more than that. A bunch of groups got together and said, we're not putting up with this anymore.
Right.
Not to say that I agree with every one of those groups and all of their points, but I think I was trying to make a point on radicalization when we came into the break there in the last segment, Daryl, and I want to... So, I mean, we can look at radicalization as it happens to Islamicists, right? Those that are willing to harm people that believe in, the Muslim religion. We can see that happens. And I suspect what happens is that they see the injustices on what they consider to be the other side. First, you've got to think about people in groups, not think about people individually.
Okay, so it requires me to basically reject everything that I believe because I believe in individualism.
Agreed, but would you agree that the vast majority of people, and yourself and your friends, your libertarian friend, at least sometimes, fall into this notion of thinking in groups?
I recognize that most people... think in collectives,
right?
And I try to, convince them otherwise.
Yep, and you fall into it every once in a while too.
Maybe.
Okay. I know I do.
I try not to, but you know, like, every now and then I might, you know, use the royal we when stating something.
I do my best.
I might say they occasionally.
I do my best not to, but it does happen. So when one falls into that line of thinking, then you can look at what the other side does, the they, what they have done. It's easy to look at the injustices that they have committed and hard to look at the injustices that we have committed, whatever those might be. And I'm just talking about groups and groups that are, you know, conflict. And so when somebody hears that they are a bad person from somebody who looks or believes differently than them, and then they begin looking at that group and they find the injustices on that side, the injustices look worse because it's them, not us. And they just become more and more radicalized over time, and they take very personally what the ramblings of crazy people are on the internet, and it just goes from there. And that's what my point is on radicalization, is that America is becoming radicalized. Each side in this culture war, as it's been called, here's what they their confidence is bolstered all the time that the other side is wrong, bad, and evil. And that isn't going to bring us together, and I don't know what is.
Right, and you know, there are a lot of people that simply don't want to have any kind of, you know, understanding of other groups.
Yeah.
I saw a survey that was done recently, and I've not been able to locate where it was. But the survey was, what do Republicans think about Democrats? What do Democrats think about Republicans? Versus, what are the actual makeups of Democrats and Republicans? And Republicans overestimated by a long shot the amount of minorities,
yep,
that were
Democrats
in the Democratic Party, both, you know, ethnic minorities plus what would be referred to as GSM, gender sexual minorities.
Yep.
So, you know, Republicans overestimated how many gay people were in the Democratic Party.
Small bunch of black queer ladies.
Right, that was basically the thing. They're like, oh yeah, like 70% of the people are gay.
But this is true. It is true of the Democrats too. The Democrats,
correct,
believed that,
right,
Republicans were all old white heterosexual men, and they were wrong on those numbers too.
Right, and both sides were wrong about, you know, the
as if we are a nation of queer black women and old heterosexual men.
And the interesting thing was, and I'm surprised that the number was this low, only 40%, and I would have guessed that it would have been closer to like 85 or 90, 40% of people said that they belong to the political party that they belong to because they don't like the other party. So 40% of Republicans are Republicans because they don't like Democrats, not because they support anything that they think the Republican Party supports. Just,
well,
I don't like them, so therefore this.
Yeah. So
same thing with Democrats.
Not liking them means liking something about your party too.
Not necessarily.
I mean, most people who are in a political party or even lean towards that political party disagree with some things in their political party, which presumably means they agree with some things in the other political party. But they weigh whatever it is, whether it's abortion or gun rights or whatever it is, they weigh that as an important thing. I've heard many, many, many times that the Second Amendment secures the First Amendment. Without the Second Amendment, we got no rights at all. Or without gun rights, we got no rights at all. Or whatever,
right,
it is, many times in the Republican Party. And I disagree with that statement. I think that, you know, if gun owners haven't picked up their weapons and used them against the government at this point, that, well, I mean, they're not going to. The rights have been trampled on as far as they're going to be trampled on.
Right. It's like the people that have the thin blue line flag, the don't tread on me flag, and the Molan Labe.
All those,
well,
things.
Well, who do you think's going to come and take it and do the treading?
Indeed. Matthew, calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Darryl. Mark, don't worry about what they call you. They used to call me gay when I was living in high school. So,
just because you're like smaller or what?
No, because I grew up in Japan.
They called you gay?
Yes, I have a different way of behaving.
Hold on. Oh, I see. The American high school students called you gay because you had affected some mannerisms from growing up in Japan.
Right, called manners.
Okay. Yeah, well, don't worry. I got called gay because I have better diction than most. So, you know, there's gay just
there
means
go.
A bit different, at least at the time that they said it. So, you know.
And back in the 1960s, it just meant happy.
Yeah. I'm not sure when it switched, but at some point it did.
Well, if you go back and you watch the Flintstones, it says, we'll have a gay old time.
Yeah, they do.
And they're talking about happy. They're not talking about Fred and Barney making each other's bedrock.
Yeah. Clever.
That's a good one, Daryl. Very
What's
good
on
one.
Your mind, Matthew?
Okay. I've actually called in to talk about the war on drugs. This is been on my mind for a couple of weeks. It's something that happened here in New Orleans. A couple of weeks ago, it was at the Chicken and Watermelon Shack on Claiborne Avenue.
There's a place that has the guts to call itself a Chicken and Watermelon Shack.
Right, and okay. I mean, these people, they put it right out there.
I bet it's good, too.
From what I understand, their chicken is really good, and
they
do serve fresh watermelon.
Nothing better.
There's a line waiting to be served, and this one young gentleman ran in there, and he was chased by masked, hooded gunmen who proceeded to catch up to him after spraying the crowd with bullets.
Bullets? Wow.
Yes.
How awful.
And they caught him, they wounded him enough to bring him down, and they stood over him and shot him dead.
Executed him, okay.
Right. And then they ran off. Now, the police only know the organization they were associated with. And get this, it's called the 3rd and G Gang.
Third and G. Okay, so streets.
Right, and it means it's the corner of 3rd and Galvez in New Orleans.
So I'm sure you're getting somewhere with this, Matthew, and I want to give you the opportunity to make your point as regarding to the war on drugs. And, you can call in at 855-450-3733, just as Matthew has. That's 855-450-FREE, or you can use the Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We'll get right here to your calls in just a moment. I want to tell you about Zencash. Zencash is one of these cryptocurrencies you've heard so much about. You've heard of Bitcoin. You know that there are other cryptocurrencies out there. You would presume that they have things that are different about them. What's different about Zencash? Zencash allows privacy. So, you know, with Bitcoin, for instance, your transaction is preserved for eternity, basically, on the blockchain, and at some point or another, somebody can potentially go back and track that transaction 10, 15, 20 years ago. Maybe when we have the government has enough computing power. I have no idea, but I can tell you that Zencash has a privacy feature and has now over 13,000 nodes. That makes it...
They've got about 17,000 total nodes total split nodes, between okay. Secure and super.
Yep. And these nodes allow them to secure their network to some extent. It's not the only way to secure a network, and it's not the only type of security that there are. You can have thick walls and crappy doors, but they've got some darn thick walls, and I think that that's pretty impressive, especially for, what's still a relatively nation project. They allow you to send messaging, if that's what you want to do, on Zencash. I find it to be a really great currency, personally. So these supernodes, as you were talking about, will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. It's the official Zencash wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. You can learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. I keep my Zencash usually on a Coinomi wallet, but that's just my preference. Zencash.com. Let's go back to Matt, who is talking about a crime that occurred at... What was the name of this place, Matthew?
Chicken and Watermelon on South Claiborne.
Chicken and Watermelon, Claiborne Avenue. Yes, it's supposed to have really good fried chicken. Okay,
this is in New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah, this is in New Orleans. This is the city next to where I live. I live in Metairie, Louisiana, and one of the reasons I got out of New Orleans was because the government in New Orleans is insane. Okay, but the third in G gang indicates to me that there must be a fourth in G gang, which is a rival gang, which, okay, this is really getting crazy. The police.
This is the gang that participated. This is the gang that perpetrated this execution that had a lot of injured bystanders, where they chased down, in hooded, they chased down a young man and shot him, executed him at the
right. So I found the story from NOLA.com. From July 29th, this shooting happened on the 28th, and they say 3 dead, 7 injured.
Wow. So, I don't know that, we necessarily can, people often, gangs often seem to start up geographically, and the third and G gang may not be a fourth and G gang. I have no clue, one way or the other, but, the people who live in close proximity to that particular area are probably going to self-identify with that particular gang.
Right. And my point is, and I'm not being contentious with you, is that the large national gangs that you hear so much about, MS-13,
I've heard of them.
Latin Kings.
Yeah, I don't even know.
And those large gangs.
Crips, Bloods.
I don't know if any of those exist anymore either.
Crips and Bloods still exist.
Yeah, okay. They've been taken down. So what happens? It creates a vacuum. You haven't solved the problem.
Nope.
And guess what? The demand is still there for these mind-altering substances, and there will be people who will happily supply it. MS-13 doesn't operate on the street level anymore. They transport the stuff to the street level level operators.
If you arrest a serial killer, killings go down in a given geographic area. If you arrest a burglar, burglaries go down in geographic area. If you arrest an arsonist, arson goes down in a given geographic area. If you arrest a drug dealer, you have created a job opportunity, and you have done nothing to prevent crime. If you want to stop the violence surrounding drugs, and that's what this is, we can presume. That's what I think you're leading up to here, Matthew.
Exactly.
You can do what was done with alcohol.
Yes.
I'm not saying that violence doesn't surround alcohol anymore, but a lot less of it. You don't see Valentine's Day massacres occurring over the distribution of alcohol.
Right.
Alcohol's a very dangerous drug. Yes.
Right. Al Capone was a gangster because of Prohibition.
Yeah. That's the
precisely
truth.
And so, I bring this point up to so many of my conservative friends, and they look at me as though I've grown a third eye.
Yeah, it's amazing. Conservatives, this isn't the sort of message that they get on a regular basis. They want to have something to say in many cases to rebut it, but sadly, there isn't much.
They'll just say something about, the downfall of morals, something, and we can arrest our way out of the problem.
What message does it send to our children if we legalize drugs? I don't know. The same message it sent to their children when they legalized alcohol.
Yeah.
What message, what message does it send to young people? I couldn't tell you precisely, except that maybe we care about your future and
right.
We don't want you to inherit a world where everyone's incarcerated, dead, or, hooked on drugs.
Right. If we just make everything illegal, then crime goes away, right? No, that's how you wind up with an increased crime rate.
Pull the other one, Daryl. It's got bells on it.
That's right. There's just no good defense for the war on drugs. Here's the people that benefit from the war on drugs. Organized crime, because they have something to do. Al Capone had something to do as a result. He did not get a job putting tar on roofs or delivering coal because he could make a lot more money distributing alcohol.
Yep.
It helps
district
attorneys. So they have more cases to prosecute. It helps police officers, our public servants. But then again, they die in the process. But there's just a lot more of them. So people can, not the people who are most qualified to be police officers, but the people who are least qualified.
Does it really help the police if you think about it for a second? Because
job security,
quote-unquote community benefits from the illegal distribution of these narcotics. Because I can guarantee you, every one of these gang members has a mama who is benefiting from his activity. Not to mention the females that he may impregnate, and he may try to benefit them too. Because after all, it's a great lifestyle. You get, you know,
not for long.
Well, not for long.
It's good until you get arrested, but
it doesn't take long to impregnate somebody.
No, it doesn't. But they enjoy every second.
Yeah, well, most do. Thanks for the call, man.
I absolutely guarantee you that. But they enjoy a great lifestyle for the short period of time they're here on Earth. And since they're pretty much convinced that they have no other life besides this, thank you, news media, they make the most of it. And I don't blame them one iota for doing what they're doing.
And we can also thank all of the occupational licensings, the various zoning laws, the giant hoops and hurdles that people have to jump through to open their own business, minimum wage laws that wind up basically putting certain people in a life of poverty to where they think the only way out of poverty is a life of crime.
If you wanted to design a way to keep the largest amount of people in poverty, you couldn't do much better than what we do today. You would have to be overt.
Precisely.
So if you're going to create a bunch of rules that say that poor people can't start their own businesses, i.e. licensing and licensing regulations and that sort of thing.
Zoning.
You want to create the to make illegal the fastest way to make money in their given area, which is to service drugs, which is it's outlawed. They can't sell these drugs at the pharmacies.
Right.
And so, you know, this is a fast, easy way to make money. And then you will lock them up for the, you know, a good long time, making their children impoverished and, you know, all these other things. It's like it's designed to do that.
Now, right.
I don't know. That's a conspiracy theory.
I forget the percentages, but the percentage of the American population that is quote-unquote in poverty has not changed since the war on poverty was declared by Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, of course.
Well, and there's one last point. Then they decide, in their compassion, to let them out of jail after they've held them in there for 20, 40 years.
Yeah, that's not compassion.
What are they going to do?
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. And have a great time getting there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.